A scary story?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Okay.
No war hangers!
Snap out of it.
S-T-A-U-N-C-H.
There's nothing worse, I'm telling you.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Hey, what's that from? What a dump.
Thanks. I bought it at Versace.
Oh, hello there. And welcome to a very brief but informative episode of the No Good, Very Bad Gay podcast. I am, of course, your host, Nick Kochanov, and today I want to talk about my absence the last few weeks and the future of the podcast, which sounds very ominous and mysterious, but I can assure you, you have nothing to worry about. So to make a very long story short, I wanted to start this podcast by working ahead. And what I mean by that is that I intended to record at least like 5 or 6 episodes in advance so that I wouldn't be scrambling every week to find a guest and watch a movie and take notes in the whole 9 yards. But of course, I didn't, because I was so excited to just kind of get out there into the world and start releasing episodes that I let that get the best of me. So I found myself getting a little, you know, stressed out about releasing episodes every week and falling further behind and not working far enough ahead, like I mentioned. So instead of beating myself up about it, because that doesn't do any good, I have decided to take a sort of a bad gay hiatus. Not a long one, but I need to give myself enough time to do what I should have done at the beginning and just sit down and, you know, schedule some episodes and movies and watch movies and have people on, so I don't find myself in the same position every week. And I feel like I won't be gone for much longer than like a month, I would say. I'm going to Italy at the last week of August up into the first week of September. So that's something I've kind of, you know, planned for in this whole sort of hiatus. So, but I feel like I will be back on your podcast feeds before you know it. And in that time, let me tell you, I have some really awesome guests lined up and that I wish I could tell you about now, but I am going to keep you in suspense until then. And of course, some awesome films to talk about. And I want to say too that I'm so pleased with how the podcast is going so far. And one of the cool things about, you know, creating something on your own, and specifically a podcast, is the ability to remove things and sometimes add things in order to shape it and make things more efficient and streamlined for you guys as the listeners, and for me as the host too. So, and I feel like with 13 episodes under my belt, I'm starting to see what works and what doesn't, and I've received such really constructive feedback from listeners and close friends that have been so encouraging, and I want to thank you for all that as listeners and for you all that have been with me since the beginning. It means so much to me, and I'm so excited to see how the podcast continues to grow and evolve, and that's pretty much all that I wanted to say. I know this is like such a brief episode, but I can't wait to be back. I feel like I have this new format of how I want things to go in my head, and it's not really different from what I've been doing so far. I think more of what I want to work on is just kind of the tone. And I'm learning how to be a better interviewer. It is a process. Sometimes I find myself patting myself on the back, and sometimes I find myself saying, "What the hell was I doing?" So it is such a great process, the good and the bad, and I can't thank you guys and gals enough for taking the ride with me, and I look forward to coming back. Ooh, also, while I am on hiatus, if you are looking to get your Nick Kochanov fix, please, please check out my interview with Matt Baum on the Sewers of Paris podcast. It is episode 182, and it's entitled Behind Closed Doors. Well, there was just a huge clap of thunder. I don't know if you guys heard that. But anyways, of course, Matt Baum was most recently my guest on the Grey Gardens episode of the No Good, Very Bad Gay, and I, of course, was honored to reciprocate and be a guest on his podcast as well, where I talked about Steel Magnolias, RuPaul's Drag Race, and my own personal journey of shame and self-discovery and the process of healing as a young queer person and how I continue to sort of evolve and grow, just like this podcast. I'm sensing a theme here. Anyways, I apologize for the hiatus, but it is necessary, and I will see you all soon. So until then, everyone, thanks for listening, and see you next time.